I get a rise out of him. "Come then, it's almost time," he said, draining the last of his ale. Several people outside the tavern were all walking in the same direction with purpose. Akosh and Habriel joined the flow of bodies and soon became part of a large group that was heading towards the main square. By the time they arrived, it was a little before midday. Perhaps 300 people had already gathered, with more appearing all the time. The sky was a hazy blue, and the air was cold enough for Habriel to see his breath. People were stamping their feet and shuffling about to stay warm, but no one complained or suggested going inside. None of them wanted to miss this. In the centre of the square was a wooden platform normally used for travelling theatre troupes and seasonal festivals. Today the mood of the crowd surrounding it was sullen, like that of a public hanging, although there'd not been one of those for decades. Today there was no gibbet, but the mayor still wore a sour expression.
"Everyone is so broody," said Akosh, grinning at the faces all around her. "It's delicious."
Habriel said nothing and tried to remain inconspicuous. A few people recognized him, but not enough to start a conversation. Today he wasn't the only visitor in the crowd. All of the taverns and shops would be empty. It seemed as if most of the town had decided to show up. Habriel buried his smile but was secretly delighted at the size of the crowd. Half an hour later, the square was packed with people, and a low rumble of unhappy conversations flowed around Habriel on all sides. A shiver of excitement ran through him as everyone suddenly fell silent. Despite there being so many people squeezed in, they managed to create enough space for the masked seeker to walk unobstructed through the crowd. No one wanted to touch the hooded figure. The bulky robe, long black gloves, and stylized golden mask completely obscured the seeker's identity. With only a slit for the mouth and holes for the eyes, it was difficult to tell much about the wearer. A line ran down the middle of the mask from forehead to chin, and a swirling symbol that he thought came from the east was painted on the right cheek. The locals probably found it intimidating and mysterious. Habriel just thought it was ridiculous. The only indication that the seeker was a man came from the width of his shoulders and significant height. To Habriel, his stiff gait suggested a history in the military. He wondered how such a person had ended up as a servant of the Red Tower, the school of magic in Shale. Shortly after the war, rumours had sprung up that someone was trying to reopen the school. A few years later, people across the West reported seeing masked strangers showing up, offering to test children to see if they had a spark of magic. Seekers used to be common, but it had not been that way for over 20 years. No child would voluntarily declare they had magic, and many successfully kept it completely hidden. When a community made such a discovery the hard way, often with a magical accident, it would mean exile for the whole family at best, drowning for the child at worst. Then came the war, and with it the warlock who soured people towards magic even further. Because of him and his twisted apprentices, thousands had died in a pointless war. Nations had been torn apart, with civil war breaking out in Morinor in the north. In the south, Shale was reduced to a shattered ruin that was still in disarray. All of it had happened because of the destructive power of magic and the evil it inspired. It was a curse, not a blessing from the Maker, the Lady of Light, or the Blessed Mother. Those who wielded magic thought it put them above everyone else. Mages claimed the power came from the source, the heart of creation, but he didn't believe it. History was full of tales where people had been tricked by beings from beyond the veil, offering them power in return for favours. Habriel could imagine that wielding such power would be intoxicating, but it was an addictive lie that inspired arrogance and destruction. The war had shown people that magic could not be trusted, and, until the Seekers had returned, the old ways of dealing with cursed children had been enough. Exile or death? It was hard and cruel, but it had worked for a long time. Accidents with magic were avoided.